Over the past week, Sarah Palin has appeared on CBS News again and again and again. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik finds the nightly exposure hasn't done her many favors.
You almost couldn't have come up with a more efficient scheme to embarrass Governor Palin. Each new day seemingly brought another halting answer in her interviews with Katie Couric. It's as if CBS were parceling out a gaffe a day. Couric asked her about McCain's record.
So I'm just going to ask you one more time, not to belabor the point, specific examples in his 26 years of pushing for more regulation.
I'll try to find you some and I'll bring them to you.
About Supreme Court rulings other than Roe v. Wade that she disagreed with.
Well, let's see. There's, of course, in the great history of America, there have been rulings that
she didn't name one. Saturday Night Live included one of her answers on the economy in a sketch last weekend, verbatim. Several conservative pundits called her unready for office. So, did CBS really chop up the interview for maximum cringe value? Here's the logistics. An interview was long set for the campaign trail this Monday, 3 days ago. But last Wednesday, while in New York City, Palin gave Couric an interview on foreign policy, the economy, and ethics questions surrounding campaign manager Rick Davis. The interview was pegged to Palin's visit to the United Nations. Hours later, McCain made headlines.
Tomorrow morning, I'll suspend my campaign and return to Washington.
And McCain himself sat for an interview with Couric.
This is the most serious situation, and it could not only be United States markets, but world markets as well.
The network had too much news to handle at once, so it spread out last week's interview over two nights. It did the same for the interviews from the trail this week. And there was a third element. Like Biden, Palin had already agreed to sit for a feature called Vice Presidential Questions. The air date was yesterday, right before tonight's debate. That's when Palin was asked about the Supreme Court rulings. The result? On five separate newscasts over 8 days, CBS broadcast interviews with embarrassing exchanges. On the plus side for Palin, the expectations for her in tonight's debate are now far below what they would have been. Anything like her competent performance in her Alaskan debates would be a triumph. David Folkenflik, NPR News.